ஓம் நம சிவாய். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் டிவைன் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் ஹைலைட்ஸ் ஆஃப் உபனிஷத்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் சாந்தோக்கிய உபனிஷத், பிரசன்டட் பை சுவாமி ஜோதிர்மயானந்தா. தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய்.
From the ashram of our revered Guru Pujay Atman Shri Swami Jyotirmayananji in Miami, Florida. Swamiji continues with the lecture series on the highlights of the Upanishads, and Swamiji will lecture on Chandogya Upanishad, class number 3. And now Pujay Atman Shri Swami Jyotirmayananji.
Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Prana Chakshu ஸ்ரோத்ரம் அதோ பலமிந்திரியாணி ச சர்வாணி சர்வம் ப்ரஹ்ம உபநிஷதம் மாஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகுர்யாம் மாமா ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகரோத் அநிராகரணமஸ்து அநிராகரணம் மேஸ்து ததாத்மனி நிரதே யேயுபநிஷத்சு தர்மா தே மயி சந்து. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. இது பீஸ் சாண்ட் ஆஃப் சாந்தோக்ய உபநிஷத். May my limbs, speech, pranas, eyes, ears, strength, and all the senses develop and be nourished. All this is the Brahman of the Upanishads. May I never deny Brahman. May Brahman never deny me. May I and Brahman be inseparably related. May all the virtues enjoined in the Upanishads reside in me, who am devoted to the Self. May they abide in me. Om, peace, peace, peace. Peace chant has been explained to you before. We are getting into the highlights of Chandogya Upanishad. And today I have chosen Gayatri Mantra. In Chandogya Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 12th section, and number 5. Sa esha chatushpada chadvidha gayatri tadetat richa abhyanuktam. This gayatri is with 4 feet. It is of 6 types. This has been stated in the following mantra. In one verse, so many things are put together. First point, Gayatri Mantra is Om Bhur Bhuva Swa Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonah Prachodayat. Complete Gayatri Mantra. It has 4 sections. And they are called the 4 feet of Gayatri. Chatushpad. Om Bhur Bhuva Swa. That's 1 foot. Tat Savitur Varenyam. 2nd foot. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. 3rd foot. Dhiyo Yonah Prachodayat. 4th foot. These 4 feet are also corresponding to 4 aspects of Om. A is the first aspect of Om. U is the second aspect. M, third. Fourth, transcendental. And corresponding to these, you have the 4 sections in Gayatri Mantra. Let me give you the meaning behind. Om is Brahman, the Absolute. God, presented by the Upanishads, is in the form of the mystic formula. Om contains 4 aspects. With A, your throat opens. With M, lips close. The Sanskrit letters are A opening, Ma lips close. Connecting link is represented by O. A, U, M. In Sanskrit, they become Om. You don't pronounce it Aum. Just pronounce it Om. Automatically, your throat opens and you join into it Om. Apart from mantra, Om is a powerful pranayam, Om pranayam. It creates a resonance with your spinal column. In science, it's well known, sonar massage. You create sound vibrations, resonance, and allow certain area of your body to resonate with it. Om creates resonance with your spinal column, which is the central part of your whole body. And also it is connected to the mystical world. Spinal column connected to the mystical Kundalini process. A-U-M and the fourth, they correspond to four states. Three belong to the relative world. Fourth is transcendental. A relates to waking state, to physical body, to the physical world. U relates to dream state, to the subtle body, and to the subtle universe. M relates to sleep state, to causal body, and to the causal universe. All this has been brought out in scriptures in detail. But Om terminates with a special silence. That's called transcendental, for which there is no expression. It simply puts a shut in your sounding mechanism. And that in itself points to the absolute, transcending the physical, astral, causal, transcending waking, dream, deep sleep, the transcendental, fourth. These four factors have been extended into Gayatri Mantra. A aspect, Om Bhur Bhuvah Swah, is an extension of A. What does it mean? With Om you are invoking God. Bhur Bhuvah Swah, there are three planes of relative existence. Bhur, earth plane. Bhuvah, subtler plane. And Swah is the causal plane. Lokas, the term lokas confuse human mind. There's a lot of misunderstanding about them. Astronomers look for lokas in the Milky Way and going far beyond. But the real point here is every individual is enfolded by lokas. Every soul. Bhur loka is experiences of mind and senses in the physical plane. When your focus is food, drink and be merry, eat, drink, be merry, that's the mantra for the bhur loka. But when you are focused on how to have lots of enjoyments, plan out lots of trips, lots of vacations, see lots of cinemas, films, or get involved in watching museums and historical places, all that require lot of feeling and imagination. To tickle your imagination, there are so many things. The tickling of imagination and feeling, that's a bigger world than the world of just eating and drinking. That's your bhuvar loka. And then loka, that expresses itself as your intellect advances. Intellect, ego blended reality within, that opens another atmosphere. If that is not settled and that is not expansive, your life is miserable. You may have all good things to eat and pleasure, and you have all sentimental enjoyments, but you have a thorn in your understanding, pinching your very reasoning faculty, then you become completely in a state of turmoil. So, in other words, every individual lives in three lokas, physical, astral, causal. The body, I've already explained. But the reality of behind the three lokas is the absolute self. Loka term itself comes from the word look. It is drishti. Drishti bhranti. The limitation in your drishti. Drishti should be, your vision should be, your insight should be, all this is Brahman. I am Brahman. Then you have clear vision, you don't need opticians. I am Brahman, and Brahman non-dual. Time, space, world doesn't exist. The absolute self alone is. That's the drishti, the absolute vision. Purna madah, that vision sees, purna madah, all is full. Purna midam, all this that expresses in the form of three lokas, they are also just the same. From that full, the three lokas have emerged. And when these three lokas disperse, they're nothing but full. To have easy understanding, think of the sun as full drishti, full vision. Think of the same sun expressing in contact with the earth planet. Think of so many illuminations that encircle the earth planet. They all emanate from the sun. Rainbows, shimmering clouds, shining leaves, and even dewdrops shining by the light. And there are reflected suns, countless. Same sun has created three planes of existence. One that's close to the earth, where you can see reflected suns. Another between the earth and the sky. Another towards the sky, where the clouds themselves dazzle with the sun. Same sun, but it has so many emanations. And that goes on changing day by day. The sun remains the same. All radiations and emanations of the sun are called alpam. They are little. The sun remains the infinite, full. Pure consciousness in you, the absolute, the reality, is the sun, Brahman. So, 4 feet of Gayatri. A relates to Om Bhur Bhuva Swa. This is the description of Bhur Bhuva. Then Om is the sun. Bhur Bhuva Swa. Different illuminations of the sun in three planes. Tat Savitur Varenyam. We adore that sun. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, whose light we adore that sun, especially the light of that God, the illumination of that God. Dhimahi, we invoke that illumination. We adore that illumination. Dhiyo yonah prachodayat. May that light enlighten our intellect. That subtle meaning is implied just in the mantra Om.